University Broadcast Studio. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. Our love is American.
Well, it is an exciting day up on Capitol Hill right now. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, ladies and gentlemen. The Attorney General of these great United States, William Barr, Bill Barr, testifying on Capitol Hill before the House of Representatives and their Judiciary Committee, House Judiciary, and he's going nuclear. The Attorney General is taking no prisoners as he is testifying today, talking about the efforts to overthrow a duly elected president and the investigation into that attempted coup, and also what's happening in major American cities at this very moment, where the Attorney General says that state and local leaders are not protecting the American people. The Attorney General says about 95 Homeland Security officers have been trying to protect federal buildings in Portland. And folks, we have a collection, a montage video from Portland. And I would encourage you to go to the website, toddstearns.com, and take a long, hard look at this video coming out of Portland. We are watching a war unfold on American soil. That's the only description that I have for the video that's coming out of Portland. As a matter of fact, last night they detonated some sort of a huge explosive device outside of the federal court building, these Antifa protesters. We're talking about some very bad, very evil people that are, quite frankly, we are in a state of war with. And the Attorney General is trying to explain that the reason why the federal agents were sent into these cities was to protect federal property. And by the way, it's outrageous that these city leaders, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, Oregon, out there suggesting that these federal agents are an invading force, an occupying army. They know that's a load of grade A hooey, folks, because at the end of the day, federal law prohibits and limits what these agents are allowed to do when they are dispatched into an American city. And the mayors know this. The governor knows this. It's all a load of hooey. The only reason they are there is to make sure that the anarchists do not burn down what the taxpayers built. That's what's going on. So the Attorney General testifying right now, Sheila Jackson Lee is going, you know what, let's try to dip in here, Caleb, if we can. Let's see what they're talking about.
Practice to end bad policing and police violence.
This is Sheila Jackson Lee.
It addresses police violence at an institution level rather than just focuses on acute cases. If you understand that, then why has your department only pursued one pattern or practice investigation since President Trump took office that could stop systemic racism?
If you read my statement or listened to my statement, I did specifically acknowledge that there was a difficulty in this country with the African American community.
Mr. Attorney General, I have short time.
Well,
can you just tell
like
me why you have
not
done a pattern in practice? What was the reason?
And you asked me what I thought the response was, and I thought the response to this is, in fact, training of police. I think the police believe that that's a response. I was talking to a black chief of police.
Mr. Attorney General, I want to respect you, but I have a short time. You, for example, 18 U.S.C. Section 242, which makes unlawful the denial of rights under the color of law. Can you defend the fact that in the first 7 months of FY 2020, federal prosecutors filed only 242 charges in just 27 cases in the Trump DOJ? And were you aware that in FY 2019, federal prosecutors brought two
Section 242 enough of you, charges. Sheila Jackson Lee. So, look, we'll dip into it every now and again. But the Attorney General is laying down the law. I love it when this guy, he's not intimidated by Sheila Jackson Lee or Jerry Nadler. He doesn't care about these people. And by the way, the Attorney General says he doesn't think there is systemic racism in police departments, and neither do I. This is a great lie that is being perpetrated on the American people through our nation's public school system. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstarnes.com. So we'll be following the developments as the attorney general testifies. They were delayed. Nadler was in some sort of a car accident. He's okay. But they had to delay the start of the hearing because Nadler had to do whatever. Another big story that is developing. We understand that we talked about this a little bit yesterday. The owner of that New Jersey gymnasium, Belmar, New Jersey, was arrested because he defied the governor's stay-at-home order, now facing possibly 18 months in jail. The gym owner, Ian Smith, has been on the program before as a guest. He was back on the show in May. He's going to be here today talking about this on the radio show. Also, a very bizarre story. Yesterday, Breitbart had a video that went viral. We're talking 17 million people saw this video. And the video was featured a collection of doctors who were very upset with the narrative coming out of the CDC. And these doctors, quite frankly, believe that the entire response to the China virus has been politicized. And we're not going to get into the weeds on this, but the doctors said they don't believe that these masks are working and they don't believe the masks are necessary. They also promoted hydroxychloroquine as a possible remedy for the China flu. And millions of you, 17 million is what they're telling us. And so they held a press conference in front of the Supreme Court building to talk about the misinformation that's out there about the China virus. And it was a fairly fascinating video. I will say about 30 of you folks sent me a link to the video. It was amazing. Donald Trump Jr. shared this video. It was the event was organized by the Tea Party Patriots. Well, anyway, the video has been removed from just about every social media platform out there. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Google, you name it. They have removed this press conference featuring these medical doctors because they say the doctors were sharing false information. I want to read this to you. The event hosted by the organization America's Frontline Doctors, a group founded by Dr. Simone Gold, a board-certified physician and attorney, came together to address what the group calls a massive disinformation campaign about the coronavirus. Quote, if Americans continue to let so-called experts and media personalities make their decisions, the great American experiment of a constitutional republic with representative democracy will cease. A Facebook spokesman told Breitbart News, we've removed this video for sharing false information about cures and treatments for COVID-19. Facebook did not specify what portion of the video it ruled to be false information, but it doesn't seem to matter. They removed the video anyway. And by the way, Donald Trump Jr. was suspended from Twitter because he shared the video. So what do you think is going on here, folks? You have a bunch of doctors. Now, the mainstream media wants you to believe that every doctor in America believes the narrative that's being perpetrated by CNN, the most profane name in news, and MSDNC and the New York Times. They want you to believe that every doctor in America is in agreement that we have to shut down the country again, that we have to force people to wear masks, we have to temporarily curtail our civil liberties so that the virus can run its course. And it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. We're over 4 months into this, and it hasn't happened. So all of a sudden, you have these doctors out there, and we've had several of them on the program over the past couple of months, and we've gotten a lot of blowback over that. Stearns, how could you? You're killing people. Allowing doctors to come on and say that you really don't need to wear a mask. You're killing people. You're sentencing them to death, a horrible death, Todd Stearns. Well, no, we're just presenting the information out there from the medical experts. And it's very clear to me, based on what we now know, there are a lot of medical experts who disagree with what's going on in the country right now. But it doesn't matter, because what's happened? Everybody in the country has jumped onto Facebook. Everybody in the country has jumped onto Twitter and the YouTube. And big tech knows this. And they're not going to allow anything on their platforms that is going to question or shine light on this issue that a lot of medical experts just don't agree with Dr. Fauci. They don't agree with Dr. Birx. By the way, later this week, we're going to have the governor of Tennessee on. He made some national news yesterday. Dr. Birx, the scarf lady, came down to Nashville, held a big press conference, told everybody in the state of Tennessee, you got to shut down your bars, got to shut down your restaurants, and you got to start wearing a face mask, mandatory face mask. And the governor looked at Dr. Birx, said, howdy do, ma'am, and said, you need to head on back to Washington, D.C. We're not going to do that. So here in Tennessee, the governor actually said, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to shut down the bars again. But it really doesn't matter, because the governor has relinquished his power, and he gave that power to city leaders who are shutting down the bars. If you want to go out on Beale Street, have a glass of iced tea, you can't do that anymore. They shut down all the bars. And if you're on Beale Street at 11 o'clock at night, you're probably not drinking sweet tea. But it doesn't matter, because nobody can go down there. There's nothing to do. So I'm curious to get your thoughts. Why do you think Facebook and Google and YouTube and Twitter censored this viral video of the doctors who say, you know what? You don't need to wear a face mask. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
With that,
last but not least, a letter from over 80% of the George Washington University Law School faculty, your alma mater, saying his actions have posed and continue to create a clear and present danger to the even-handed administration of justice, to civil liberties, and the constitutional order.
Okay, without objection.
Madam Chair, one more unanimous consent request.
Go ahead.
This is the article that says Representative Jerry Nadler says Antifa violence in Portland is a myth. That's from Politico and a number of other journals.
Without objection.
Thank you.
Mr. Collins is recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Welcome, Attorney General Barr. Wow. I'm beginning to believe, frankly, that you're probably the, it just hadn't come out yet, probably will in a little bit, you're probably the cause of the common cold and, and possibly even the COVID-19, I'm not sure at this point, because everything's being thrown at you, including now, undoubtedly, your alma mater doesn't like you anymore. Where have we come? The chairman said something earlier today that really made me think. He said, why all the drama?
All right. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. That's Congressman Doug Collins right there. And he's got a point. I mean, they're accusing Barr of everything. And the guy that said it real mean and nasty, that was Congressman Steve Cohen. Wasn't that the chicken bucket guy? Didn't he show up at he showed up at one of the hearings with a bucket of KFC? And he was slobbering. His fingers were all nasty and greasy, and he was eating the chicken leg right there in the House Judiciary. I don't know how long it took the hazmat teams to clean up that mess, but that guy is a piece of work. Anyway, all you need to know about what's going on right now up on Capitol Hill in the House Judiciary Committee is that the Attorney General is kicking some serious Democrat butt. Good for you, sir. So we're going to keep you posted on that. Hey, by the way, NFL, the National Football League, has just released their plans to promote social justice. Remember, I don't know, Caleb, I know you're a big football guy, you're a big sports guy. I think maybe probably one of the bigger controversies in the NFL was when Joe Namath put on the pantyhose. Remember that back in the day?
I wasn't around back then, but I have heard about that story. Yeah, it was one of the biggest stories of that era.
It was a big story. So now We're dealing with the NFL going full-blown woke. And the NFL has just unveiled its social justice plans for week one. This is just week one of the NFL season. So here's what they're going to do. They're going to allow the football teams to place social justice messages in each end zone. And they don't have we don't know what those messages might be. And maybe, just maybe, some of the folks listening to the show might have a suggestion on messages that the NFL could put in their end zones. Players are also going to be required to stand for the singing of the Black National Anthem. So that will be a part of the social justice plan. And they're also going to, and this part of it is optional, they're going to let players put decals on their helmets with messages about systemic racism. So they're going to give, the NFL is going to give the players a number of decals with the names of victims of systemic racism, which is really not a thing. There's no such thing as systemic racism. It's a made-up term. And they're going to let the football players place those decals on their helmet. Now, this is interesting because back in 2016, there was a big controversy about putting decals and letting professional football players put decals on the helmets of the players. You might remember this story. In Dallas, this was back in 2016, a sniper took out five Dallas police officers. They were assassinated. And the Dallas Cowboys wanted to honor and memorialize those dead police officers. So they went to the NFL and they said, you know, we just want to be able to put a decal honoring the police officers on our helmets. Is that okay? And the NFL told them flat out no. The NFL said they do not allow any kind of political messages on the helmets, so they refused to allow the Dallas Cowboys to put those decals on the helmets. So here we are just a few years later, and now the NFL is going to allow these football players to put messages that are, quite frankly, and this whole thing is anti-cop. Don't buy in to the mainstream media narrative. The National Football League is going full-blown woke. They hate police officers. They hate America. And that's why they're letting these players use the NFL's platform to disparage America. And honestly, I hope they go out of business. I really do. It's shameful, just shameful what the NFL is doing here. Keep in mind, it's not the players. This is the NFL. They're the ones who make the rules. They own the league. This is on them. So my question, are you going to watch? Are you going to watch the games? Are you going to go to the games? What are you doing with your NFL jerseys and other kinds of mementos? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And what do you want to write in the end zone? We'll start making a list here. All right, this is the Todd Stern Show. Congressman Steve Cohen, you might remember him as Congressman Finger Lickin' Crazy. He was just grilling the Attorney General. Now, Hank Johnson, the Democrat from Georgia, he's the guy that thought... I'm sorry. I get cracked up every time I remember this. He's the guy that thought that islands could flip over. So, no, I'm not making this up. Back in the day, during a hearing, I believe it was something dealing with a military base. They wanted to do something with the military base or people on Guam. And Hank Johnson, Congressman Johnson, thought that having too many people on the island would tip over. You guys down in Georgia, you elect some humdingers.
We're not claiming
to
that
Congress.
One.
He's a smart one right there. Wow. So anyway, there you go. Good job, Attorney General Barr. And you folks that live on islands, just be careful. Keep your balance. All right, let's get to the phones. 844-747-8868. Les is calling in from Central Arkansas, listening to us on KARN. Hello, Les. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Love your show.
Thank you.
And there's nothing better next to going to church that I like to do than to go out and walk nine holes of golf, come home, sit on the porch, listen to your show, and read a good book. And I just finished reading Culture Jihad. And I'm telling you, Todd, every patriotic American ought to read that because it was eye-opening to me, and I don't mean woke. It's great.
Well, Les, thank you. It's an eye-opener, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I knew maybe some of the things or heard about some of the things that were taking place, but, I mean, you were so specific in everything and told me things that, heck, I'd never even heard before and sure wouldn't hear on the national news.
Yeah, Les, and that's the big problem is that a lot of this stuff is out there. And, you know, a lot of local newspapers and local TV or radio stations, maybe they cover these stories, but they don't get national news coverage. And when
you put it all together,
Les, you realize, holy cow, look what's happening to our country. And that's, you know, why I wrote Culture Jihad.
I tell you, it's a great book. Like I say, everybody ought to get that and read it. I mean, it would change their view of what's going on in this country today.
Well, you're kind to say that, Les. I'm kind of envious, though, that you get to play golf and sit out on the front porch. We wanted to do the radio show from a front porch, but, you know, the engineer said it was next to impossible. So
we're in
the studio.
Yeah, I can understand that. But, boy, I tell you, get me a big old glass of sweet tea and sit out here and listen. You can't
beat
it.
All right. That sounds like a good day in my book. Hey, let me ask you, Les, do you have, you know, I've written a couple of other books. Is that the only one you have?
That's the only one I've had. I've been listening to you, you know, this year for the first time, I guess. And you just blew me away with all your knowledge and things that you got and everything, but I need to get some more, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. If it's okay with you, we're gonna put you on hold, and Avery's going to get your info, and I'll send you a couple of the other books I've written, Godless America and The Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again. How does that suit you?
Man, that sounds great. I'd love it.
All right. Well, look, one of these days when they let us, we're coming to Little Rock. We're going to do some sort of a book event. And as soon as, you know, your governor says it's okay for us to hang out, we're coming across the Mississippi River.
Well, that's great, man. I'll be there.
All right. Well, Les, thanks for the kind words. We always appreciate that. And I'm glad you enjoyed the book. Folks, by the way, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. You can get it wherever you get your books. But if you'd like, I'll be happy to autograph one for you. And you could just do that by going to ToddStarnes.com. Well, I want to go back to this. I want to go back to this report out of the NFL, because this is a bad thing for America. It really is. I mean, what's happening with the with Major League Baseball? What's happening with basketball? They're putting the Black Lives Matter logo on the courts. What's happening with the WNBA, which nobody actually pays attention to? Regardless, the idea that these athletes are using these national platforms to hate America and to spread and sow seeds of dissension across our country, that's got to stop. And the only way that's going to stop is if the folks in charge of the NFL, Roger Goodell, if he lays down the law. But they're terrified. They're literally terrified. You know, we used to have men in charge of things like the NFL and Major League Baseball, but not anymore. They're wusses. And it's very unfortunate. But I am wondering, so they're going to give the teams some leeway in what they can write on the or in the end zones. And according to FoxNews.com, Ryan Gatos is the author of this report. In a few examples, the messages, "It takes all of us" and "End racism" would be painted on the end line. They're also going to include names like Breonna Taylor or Ahmaud Arbery on the back of the players' helmets. It's basically going to be a Black Lives Matter rally. They're no longer football games. We're talking about Black Lives Matter rally. According to the NFL Network, the league will also go ahead with the playing of the Black National Anthem, "Lift Every Voice and Sing." This is week one games. The league will reportedly recognize the fearlessness of healthcare workers, those on the front lines of social justice reform. And I guess that's all the people trying to blow up the federal courthouse in Portland. Oh, by the way, they just took a recess. So I guess it's lunchtime. So I guess they're getting like a ham sandwich or something, and they'll be back in just a little while. Roger Goodell vowed the NFL would be better in recognizing social justice issues in the United States in the wake of the death of George Floyd. So it does make you wonder where all of this is going. And I mean, when you look at the ratings, for example, they had massive, massive ratings over at ESPN for the start of baseball. But now those numbers are starting to drop. As a matter of fact, Tucker Carlson had more viewers than ESPN did for their baseball coverage. But when you go back and when you look at what the NFL did to the Dallas Cowboys, when you look what the NFL did to Tim Tebow, what was it Tim Tebow did? He took a knee to pray. And he was crucified by sports reporters. Especially that bunch over at CBS. They hate the guy. So it's inappropriate to pray at a football game. It's inappropriate to respect the national anthem at it's almost like it's a DNC gathering with a ball. A very small ball. Tiny, teeny ball. All right, we're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. The website, ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Those lazy summer days around the Todd Starnes radio show. You know, it happens every now and again. Hey, I want to say a very special thank you and welcome to all of our great new listeners out in Nevada. 7 new radio stations out west. Also, 5 brand new radio stations carrying the show in the state of Michigan. And NougaRadio.com now broadcasting live this radio program. And, you know, we forgot to do this, guys, but we want to give a shout out to all of our listeners in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And if you call in, you make it on the show today, we're going to hook you up with a great prize package, just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. 844-747-8868. Is our telephone number. Well, let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. What an honor to have the governor of Tennessee hanging out with us, Governor Bill Lee. Hey, Governor, how's it going today?
Great, Todd. Thank you for having me on, and thanks for the shout-out to Tennessee residents, to Chattanooga residents. I'll say hey to them myself.
You know, Governor, I was thinking about you last night. I was on the Twitter, and you may not know this, but you were trending. Your name was trending last night after that meeting with Deborah Birx. Normally, that's not a good thing when you're trending on Twitter.
Yeah, that's right. I try not to watch too closely.
So it was interesting. Dr. Deborah Birx was in Nashville yesterday, and she recommended closing bars and limiting the seating at restaurants. And you sort of pushed back a little bit about that. TheHill.com actually says you shot that idea down.
Well, you know, I really appreciate Dr. Birx and the input that they've given us. And quite frankly, we've worked very closely with the White House. I've had personal calls with President Trump about our strategies along the way through this pandemic. And, you know, she has a responsibility to provide broad guidance to, I think she's on a 13-state tour. But I also know that exactly what's happening on the ground in Tennessee is unique to us. And I think we, while we, their recommendations have informed, clearly informed and shaped our policy, I actually think that a targeted approach in our state, we have bars in some municipalities that are closed. We have some that are closed at 10 p.m. We have delegated authority for masks to county mayors, which she actually supported yesterday. So, you know, we have a strategy that I believe is best for our state, and it's not a one-size-fits-all big government mandate. So that is what was classified as pushback, when, in fact, what I said to her was, it informs the way we move forward on how we mitigate the spread of this virus.
Here in Memphis, where we broadcast our national show from, the head of the Shelby County school system said that the situation in Memphis is going to look like New York City by September. Are you hearing those concerns?
You know, there have been a lot of predictions since the beginning of March, and they I really try to make my decisions on actual data instead of on models and predicting the future. I like to see what's actually happening on the ground. The numbers in Memphis are actually stable and slightly decreasing, as are the numbers in Nashville on COVID cases. We have a real concern in rural communities, and we're addressing that. I won't get into the specifics about Tennessee's numbers, but I think that we have to follow data, and we have to make decisions based on what's factual. You know, today we're having a big announcement about opening schools, and the facts are that very, very few children have lost their lives to COVID. And the way this virus impacts young children is significantly different than the way it impacts the elderly in our community. And therefore, we should make policies appropriate to the data that exists. And that's why I'm advocating for opening schools in person all across this state today. We're going to do everything we can to support districts in their efforts to do so.
And, you know, there are a lot of parents I know here in this part of the state, Governor, very upset because, you know, they've announced they're going to do virtual school in Shelby County, so the kids won't actually be going to school. And to your point, they offered no documentation, no data to back up their claim that, you know, Memphis is about to, you know, be suffering like New York City.
Yeah, the truth is that children are suffering, is what's happening when they stay out of school for months on end. And it's a source of nutrition. It's a source of mental services, mental health services. Schools are. They're a source of reporting for child abuse. And they, of course, are the source for academic learning, which substantively is reduced when you go online. So children are suffering when we don't let them go to school. And the ones that suffer the most are low-income students who have the least access to resources like online services. So I'm making our decisions in this state based on what's in the best interest of kids and in the best interest of parents. The vast number of parents want their kids to be in-person school. And for those who don't, we offer a choice. In every school district in Tennessee, parents have choices to do distance learning with the understanding that in-person learning is a much better option.
Governor, we've got about 60 seconds here. I have noticed a lot of signs on businesses, mom-and-pop stores, national retailers shutting down. What is the status of the economy in the volunteer state? Do you have concerns?
You know, we were one of the last states to sort of shut our economy down, one of the first states to open it up. The revenue numbers are actually very encouraging for our state. Our economy is coming back very strong. We're one of the top states in the country in restaurant and retail returning I want it to stay that way. Like, we have to address this virus, and it's real. It's a pandemic. It's a virus. It is not to be ignored. That's why people ought to wear a mask. It's the, at the very least, it's something we can do that will significantly allow us to keep our businesses open, allow us to go back to school, allow us to have Friday night football, allow us to go to a Titans game. There are reasons why we can do small things to keep our businesses open, but I'm going to do everything I can to keep the businesses from putting up those signs that you're talking about that shut them down.
10 seconds here. SEC football. Are we going to play football in the fall? Will there be football in Tennessee?
Oh, boy, I sure hope so, sir. You know, we just had one of the first live sports events at Bristol a couple weeks ago, NASCAR race. I think it can be done safely. It was there. I certainly hope we play football this fall.
All right. All right. Governor, good hearing from you. You're a good man, and we appreciate you taking time to chat with our national audience and, of course, all of our radio affiliates in the great state of Tennessee.
Thank you, sir. Be back soon.
All right. Governor Bill Lee there, folks. And you heard it from the governor. Dr. Burke says, hey, you folks got to shut down all your stuff. And the governor says, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to leave that up to the people. And we appreciate that. Hey, coming up in the next hour, and just by the way, I want to welcome all of our brand new listeners from Nuga Radio. And Nuga Radio listeners, you guys are going to get a great prize package if you call in and join the conversation, 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com is our website. Coming up right after the top of the hour news break, Janet Mefford is going to be here. Looks like California is pushing back now on those churches that reopened. We're going to get the very latest. Also, Ian Smith, who is the owner of that New Jersey gym. This is the guy that got arrested. Well, he's out. I guess he had to post bond. I don't know what he did. We're going to find out. We're going to talk to him. And also, Jack Brewer, former National Football League player, is going to weigh in on the NFL controversy, plus, of course, all of your calls. And don't forget, during the news break, folks, got to go to the website, ToddStarnes.com. Check out the live show blog. That's what Avery does when he's not taking your calls. Got to download his podcast and my podcast, all sorts of great materials and resources for you there. Hang tight. We're getting to the phones coming up after the news break.